You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
If Al Capone was alive today, I have a feeling he'd be a Parklandia listener.
Yeah, he was apparently a national park lover, just like us.
Yeah, or at least he used to frequent the thermal baths at Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, along with a boatload of other politicians, professional athletes, and foreign dignitaries, all drawn to this place like moths to a luxurious flame.
In case it wasn't already clear, Hot Springs is not your typical national park. In fact, it couldn't be more different from places like Yellowstone, Olympic, or even the Everglades.
That's right. Here in the heart of this bustling little Arkansas mountain city, Hot Springs National Park serves up history and heritage with a side of craft beer and bath salts, and it's well worth the visit. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia.
We packed up our life in Chicago, moved into an RV, and now we're traveling the country full-time visiting America's national parks. And today, we're talking about Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas.
Thanks for listening.
History.
Hot Springs National Park is really a little oddball of a park. I mean, for starters, it's tiny. One of the smallest national parks in the country. It's only about 5,500 acres.
Yeah, so to put that in perspective a little bit, by comparison, the largest national park in the U.S., Wrangell-St. Elias in Alaska, is 13.2 million acres. You can fit a lot of hot springs there.
Yeah, and actually, it's primarily an urban park. I mean, there's some nature, but most of the park is actually situated around the town of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Right, which is a historic, vintage-looking town amidst these rolling green mountains in the Wichita Mountain Range near the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's an old park, too. Even though it wasn't made an official national park until 1921, it was initially protected as Hot Springs Reservation by Congress in April of 1832.
Yeah, so in other words, this was the first time the U.S. government had ever set aside land for protection in any form. This was almost a full century before the National Park Service became a thing, and a full 40 years before Yellowstone became America's first national park.
It's pretty crazy and amazing stuff.
Yeah. The thing that made this place so special to begin with, and why they designated it and worthy of protection, is its namesake thermal waters, which have long been said to contain medicinal properties and were revered both by Native Americans and apparently also by gangsters and baseball players, because sure.
Yeah, the hot springs flow off the western side of the Hot Spring Mountain, and they're the primary reason the place has been preserved as a national park.
Right. I think one important thing to clear up about hot springs, first and foremost, is that this isn't the type of place where you can take a dip in natural hot springs in the woods. There's actually none of that here whatsoever, which might be a bummer to some people. I know, like, when I was first thinking, like, when I was younger, like, thinking of Hot Springs National Park, I would assume that there were these natural springs, like, in the woods or something.
Yeah.
Instead, the national park conserves this amazing water for public use in other ways, by managing the water flow and pumping it into the town for use in these ornate spas and bathhouses, and even in drinkable form in sparkling water and beer.
Yeah, people have long been flocking here for those springs, and especially those bathhouses, in fact. Hot Springs, Arkansas, earned the nickname the American Spa due to the largest number of thermal treatments and spas along what is now called Bathhouse Row.
Yeah, love that. So this main street forms the heart of the park, this Bathhouse Row, but this lineup of gorgeously designed, huge, luxury bathhouses, each one with this Gilded Age architecture that looks like something off the Titanic or something. It's incredible. And this row features these beautiful fountains billowing with steam that kind of interspersed along the sidewalks, like between these buildings. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, at one point, all these buildings were used as actual bathhouses and spas, but nowadays, only two of them are still used for this purpose, as most others have been repurposed into visitor centers, museums, and a brewery. But more on that later.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit to talk about that brewery. I love it.
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, Bathhouse Row is actually so cool that it was actually designated a National Historic Landmark all on its own in 1987.
Yeah, that's the year of my birth. So I now feel a newfound kinship with Bathhouse Row. We're both the same. Well, no, it's been around a long time, so we're not the same age. That's ridiculous. But anyway, today, the only two bathhouses still in use for their original purpose are the Buckstaff and Quapaw buildings, both of which offer these elaborate spa services and treatments.
Yeah, and back in the day, the people soaked here because the thermal waters were said to help cure things like rheumatism. And since there's been so many health advances in the past century, that's why the bathhouse culture has taken such a decline.
Yeah, kind of a bummer, I guess. But it's really cool. I mean, not a bummer. It's good that health advances happened. What am I saying? It's really cool to come here, though, because it's like kind of traveling back in time to this like bygone ornate era. And you get to luxuriate a little bit in that. And the only thing missing really is like champagne while we soak. I wish we could have had that. I think like when we took our bath, we asked if alcohol was allowed. And they're like, no. And we're like, well.
What a shame.
I know. Right.
Geology.
But let's talk about the basic water facts first, like the fact that the park contains 47 natural hot springs pumping out more than 500,000 gallons of water per day. It comes out of the ground at 143 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's definitely hot, earned that designation. And much of that water being pumped out, that's much too hot for bathing. So thankfully, they cool it down to a comfortable jacuzzi-like temperature for use in the bathhouses.
Yeah, very comfortable. Yeah, but even though there was like some hot springs here for centuries, the town wasn't always filled with bathhouses and fancy tubs.
No, these aren't naturally occurring bathhouses. For thousands of years, indigenous tribes lived in the area, and they're the ones who discovered these hot springs and how they could be used. And so they started to use the hot thermal waters for their healing properties. They called this place the Valley of Vapors, which I love that name. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, right.
They had these crude hut-like structures that they'd build along Hot Springs Creek. So this is like a far precursor to these opulent, like mansion-looking buildings along Bathhouse Row, for sure.
Yeah, I know. But it's unfortunate because, you know, as the case with too many settlers and developments, the native Quapaw Indians gave up their land to the U.S. government in 1818, and they were basically forced onto nearby reservations.
Yeah. Arkansas then became an official state the following year in 1819, and the area was quickly set aside for production. Then fast forward a couple more centuries, and Brad and I are taking a dip in some of the famous and legendary water.
Yeah, the bath was really nice and relaxing when we went. I mean, we did a couple soak and had our own little private room.
So nice. I'm so glad we did that. That was really relaxing and perfect. The bathhouse also has this huge communal tub, which looked beautiful, like this ancient, it reminded me of like an ancient gigantic Roman bath or something, with these little waterfalls splashing into this gigantic mega tub and these like chic lounge chairs all around the room. It was really lovely, but I think we both needed, like, we just wanted kind of more privacy. We didn't want to be like floating around with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, and we also got to select our own bath salts that we want to use for the soak because we had the private room. And it's nice because the water pumps in from a jet. Just imagine when we were here, we took in the same types of old-fashioned tubs that Al Capone used to soak in.
Yeah, and just think, too, he used to live in Chicago, just like us, and visit some of our favorite restaurants, like Italian Village. He even has, like, his own booth at Italian Village, or at least they pointed out and tell you so. So between our Chicago connection and the fact that we essentially took a bath with Al Capone's spirit.
Yeah, I mean, he was embalmed right down the street from my loft in Chicago. I mean,
we have like a weird connection to Al Capone. And this really just cemented it. And I've never felt closer to Al Capone.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the fact that he's an awful person who committed like really horrible and heinous crimes, I feel like he had great taste in restaurants, national parks, and bathtubs.
Yeah, he really did. Too bad he made awful life decisions.
After this short break, we'll continue to talk about Hot Springs National Park.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia.
Today we're talking about Hot Springs National Park.
Trails.
When we visited Hot Springs, we were driving across the country from Las Vegas to Durham, North Carolina to visit my sister for Christmas, and Hot Springs was the perfect little detour.
Yes, it was. I can't think of a better pit stop than a Regal bathtub. And the town is just so cute, too. That town of Hot Springs, Arkansas, a really impressive amount of independent restaurants and bakeries and these like over the top opulent old school hotels too.
Yeah. I mean, when you get there, you definitely take the time to stroll down Bathhouse Row and the surrounding streets. And then you stop into that Mountain Valley Springwater Visitor Center and Museum.
Yeah. That was what, like a total surprise. And I think Hot Springs is really the one and only place where a museum dedicated to water is actually awesome.
Yeah, and they were so nice there, too. And they were very passionate about the town's water. The building was huge and lofty with these historical displays, information all over the second floor. On the first floor, there was a bunch of water-themed swag, of course, and all the water you could drink.
Yeah, water-themed swag. I love it. I actually bought a spring water like T-shirt that I'm obsessed with, and I wear it a lot. And I get a lot of compliments on it. People point it out.
Yeah, I love that. I really love that shirt.
Yeah. Although sometimes it backfires, and someone recently thought they mistook the water, and they thought I was wearing a Smirnoff vodka shirt. And I'm like, no. Absolutely not. But I still love it. And while we're at this place, we also stocked up on a variety pack of flavored spring water, which might have been a mistake on my part, because I feel like the sparkling water here set such an impossibly high bar for all other sparkling waters, and now I'm obsessed and forever ruined on sparkling water.
Yeah, but you tend to get obsessed with things pretty quickly.
That's true. I tend to go all in right away, and there's not a lot of middle ground there. I'm either obsessed to, like, an unhealthy degree immediately or completely disinterested. And this water was clearly the former. I'm all in with the hot springs water.
Are we done fangirling over this water here? I mean,
no.
Another place we have to stroll is to the brick walkway behind the bathhouse.
It's this very nice flat trail, if you can call it trail. It's mostly just like a glorified large sidewalk. And it slopes up along the base of Hot Springs Mountain behind, on like the rear side of Bathhouse Row. So once you're up there, you have this nice raised vista of downtown Hot Springs. And you can also see more of these steaming fountains along the way. It's all really, really pretty.
Yeah, another nice thing about the hot springs here is that they don't actually have that bad sulfur smell like the ones at Yellowstone.
Yeah, right. These are just so, like, pure and clean. No bad smells at all. Just pure goodness. Like, lovely experience altogether.
Yeah, and there's plenty of things to explore here, too. I mean, you visited another time on your own and did some hiking to the surprise of no one.
Yeah, of course. Classic me. I spent a day here by myself as well on another, like, solo trip, and that's when I got to hike to the top of Hot Springs Mountain, which is really more like a giant hill than a mountain, to be honest. It's not huge, not very strenuous. It gets steep at some parts, but it's really not a long hike. And once you're up there, the valley views are really nice and so green, just like rolling, lush green forest with, like, a little bit of steaming, smoky vibes happening. I'm not sure. I think a lot of that's from the hot springs, and also just like foggy and misty. It's all very, it's beautiful, and it's really quite a sight and very achievable. You can jaunt up there in just like an hour.
Yeah, I know. And when the hot springs actually got upgraded to a national park status, protected land was increased, you know, to include places like the Hot Springs Mountain, Sugarloaf Mountain, North Mountain, and West Mountain.
Yes, that's true. And you know what goes well with hiking? Beer.
Food.
Now that we are finally ready to talk about the beer at Hot Springs, something that I feel really sets this place apart more than any other national park.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's like the coolest thing ever that one of the bathhouses on Bathhouse Row is now a brewery, which is called, fittingly, Superior Bathhouse. Nice little homage. It's the only brewery within a national park and the only brewery on Earth making beer with thermal spring water like this.
And since the water is so healthy, it's basically good for you.
Yeah, right. Or at least better than your typical IPAs or PBRs anyway.
This beer you can feel good about, and it even tastes delicious.
It tastes very, very good. And they do a great job, and they have this lengthy, impressive list of beers on draft in a wide array of styles and seasonal variations. Like, they have sours, they have brut IPAs, oatmeal stouts, Irish reds, even something like a honey basil Kolsch beer. They really run the gamut. It's a lot.
It's really so good, and it's a cool beer to drink in such a beautiful environment like this. And it's in one of those historical buildings that we were talking about with such rich architecture.
I know. And the food is great here, too. They have this elevated gastropub vibe going on, which makes sense and totally fits. So they have things like giant pretzels and brats, Reuben sandwiches, and our favorite thing ever, blistered shishito peppers.
Whenever I see, like, shishito peppers, I just have to have them.
Yeah, I know. They're so satisfying with, like, the perfect amount of heat.
Unless you get one of those super spicy ones. Those ones are a little too much.
I know. That's always, it's like the fun part. Like, one, from what we're told, one in every 10 shishito peppers is like scorchingly spicy, allegedly. So it's like a little bit of risk, which I like. I like risk with my appetizers.
Before I was actually like drinking this beer, I already felt high from that bath that we had at the—
Oh, yeah.
In the
we
tub.
Were.
I mean, you feel like you're on cloud nine, just all the like— You're just released. I don't know what's with that water, but once it's on the outside of you and then it goes on the inside of you, you just feel relaxed.
Yeah, we basically like floated along Bathhouse Row after that. Because we also had like this little cucumber water that they gave us too. So we're like—
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was rolling so in it. Loved it.
Yeah. But now in terms of like RV accessibility, we didn't camp here or stay here. We were just passing through. But even though this whole area is technically a small city, it was very doable. I had to circle around town a couple times, but we were able to find a parking spot right near Bathhouse Row, and it all worked out really easily. I actually parked right in front of that the Spring Mountain
store. Water. Yeah, that's how we found it, because we didn't know that existed. We didn't look that up or anything, but we were parked right in front of the main door, so we're like, oh, this is here. Let's go into the water museum. And I'm really glad we did.
Yeah, me too.
Now, also, Hot Springs, this clearly isn't the kind of park where you're likely to see a ton of wildlife, because it's much more urban than most. What you mostly see is, like, families and beer drinkers and maybe some wannabe gangsters.
Yeah, it's perfect for people watching. But it should be noted, though, that there are plenty of campgrounds and RV parks in and around Hot Springs. So for future reference, this would be a great place to camp and spend more time.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so now, after this short break, we're going to talk about our favorite parts of Hot Springs National Park.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
My favorite.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad.
This is Parklandia, and we are wrapping up our Hot Springs National Park episode talking about our favorite things at the park. So, do you want to go first? Do you want to talk about what your favorite part of Hot Springs was?
Do you want to talk about what your favorite part is?
Sure. I think I'm ready. My favorite part of Hot Springs, I think, was probably Superior Bathhouse, the brewery.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, like, the coolest thing ever. I've done it twice. Both times I've been to Hot Springs. It's the thing I've returned to. I just think it's the most unique thing for in every aspect. The fact that it's the only brewery within a national park, the only brewery in the world making beer like this with thermal spring water. And it's just really like icing on the cake that the beer tastes really good, because like all those aspects, like, oh, this is really cool and unique, but does it taste good? And you're like, maybe a little hesitant at first, but
they do a really good. Like,
it's legit.
Cool and clean menu. You know, it's not over the top. And, you know, they have a lot of hurdles to go over because they're using that water source, in the like historical building. So like they have to be very careful on what they do and what they've been able to overcome to make that food and those beers is truly amazing.
Yeah. And we have pretty high beer standards too. Like not only coming from Chicago where there's so many breweries and amazing beer. So we were acclimated to that kind of, But also, like, in our travels to various cities and states, like, we go to a lot of breweries and have our favorite things. And this place definitely holds its own. Like, it's worthwhile. It's a beer destination in and of itself, I think, Hot Springs.
So, yeah, it's actually kind of funny on that, like, trip from Las Vegas to North Carolina. We had two beer stops, and we brought two different types of beer for the holidays.
Yes. This was like a weird beer-themed road trip for us, I guess.
Yeah, we had Bow and Arrow, one of our favorite breweries in the country. Yeah,
from Albuquerque.
Yep, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they have some just great, great beers. But we picked up that, and then we picked up this beer, and we brought it to my sisters and brother-in-laws.
Yeah, it was so good.
We all enjoyed it together, which was nice. You know, after, of course, us having it there.
Right, yeah, because that's the whole experience, too. It's like, the beer is delicious, and I would happily drink that anywhere, but it takes it to a whole nother level by drinking it at Superior Bathhouse in these amazing historic confines with great service, too. They were very friendly, very accommodating, and happy to provide samples and tastes of the various beers, because there's a lot. There's, like, 12 or 13 on tap, so you want to kind of sample things and, like, see what they have.
Yeah, I would say my favorite thing was definitely the bathhouse itself. Going into that and coming out, like, was just, like I said earlier, cloud nine. I was on cloud nine. Yeah. When I left that, I was on cloud nine for the rest of the day. Probably even the next day, like, to be honest. I mean,
it
I was so
great.
Happy. I was relaxed. I was relieved. And I can definitely see where, like, the Native American indigenous people, they came and use those waters for healing, because the way you feel when you get out of those.
I know.
So that was truly a beautiful
it was
part
nice.
Of this trip.
Yeah, yeah. And that room, I think we should also talk about that room a little bit, our private bathroom. Because, like, the room itself is clearly very old and historic, has this kind of well-worn floor tile and tiles all on the walls. But the bath itself is very modern. The tub seemed very modern, like a very sleek, clean, two-person tub with these jets that are, like, very, very precisely manufactured to scent temperatures and everything. It's very comfortable. So it was really nice. And then I think we also had, like, this little bell, like an actual bell, right, in case we needed service or, like, more bath salt or something.
Yeah.
So you could ring this little actual bell.
I felt so uncomfortable ringing that bell.
I know.
Bell,
I felt like a brat.
Like, I'm like, no, that's not me.
I know. I felt like I was calling for, like, a servant or something.
Yeah. And that's just not...
Mm-mm.
Not for me.
we didn't use the bell. No.
But I was tempted. I didn't.
Yeah, so that was a good time, and I'm so thankful we did it. And a great little, like, road trip stop.
Well,
for
the three things I would bring, I would definitely bring an appetite and a taste for beer. Good beer. That would be one thing. I guess I would bring you and...
Thanks.
I would definitely bring, I was going to say a bathrobe, but you know what? They have enough to provide them for you.
Yeah, that's true. The things that I would bring, I guess, would be maybe a bathing suit. I don't know if
good point.
Well, yeah, especially if you're going to be taking a communal bath. Like, come on. You're going to need that.
Yeah, you can't be naked.
Mm-mm. So bring that. I would also suggest bringing, again, appetite-related thing, because I feel like this is such a wonderful food destination, food and beverage destination. There's a lot of it, and that's one of the benefits that's come from being a little bit of an urban park.
I got a good one for your third one.
What?
You need to bring a thirst for knowledge, because there's much history there.
Yeah, true.
So I guess I have four and you have two today.
So bring an actual thirst, like a literal thirst, and then a thirst for knowledge, and then drink it all in, because there's a lot of everything here, and it's... All great. All great.
So let's talk about our dream trip to Hot Springs.
Okay, yes. So personally, I'd like more pampering, and there's plenty of that to go around here. I want more beer. Also, plenty of that to go around. I would also like to stay at one of those decadent, vintage-looking hotels that we saw, because there's a few of those. That, like, they've been around for quite a while.
Oh, like the Hotel Hot Springs.
Yeah, especially that one. Or the Park Hotel. They just look like... They've been there since the Al Capone era, and maybe he stayed there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he slept in the same room.
Yeah. And there's also this beautiful, chic boutique property, which I'm pretty sure it's much newer, but looks just as gorgeous. It's called The Waters, and that name is the coolest thing ever. Just so perfect.
Yeah, that place looked really awesome. I mean, that was right downtown on Bathhouse Row. Couldn't be more convenient. And it has the most beautiful high-end restaurant called The Avenue with food like grilled watermelon salad and cornmeal fried oysters and pimento cheese with chimichurri. Cannot beat that.
So good. So chic. I think I actually wrote a story at one point calling Hot Springs like the ultimate national park for foodies, because we talked about this after we were there.
We
didn't like eat at a ton of places, but it's immediately apparent that like this is definitely a dining destination. And after visiting so many national parks, I definitely stand by that. I think it'd be fun to come here, really just like bar hop and restaurant hop around Hot Springs, because there's so many places that we saw or that I've researched and read about that I'm dying to go to. Especially the one that I mainly want to go to is this place called The Ohio Club. And it's the oldest bar in Arkansas with lots of whiskeys and live music, both of which we love.
Yes.
And it used to have gambling too, which is cool. Not anymore, but I like the backstory. And then naturally, unsurprisingly, Al Capone loved it here.
Like we said, the man has good taste.
You've been listening to the Parklandia podcast, a show about national parks by iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Executive produced by Christopher Hasiotis.
Special thanks to Gabrielle Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media. Check out photos from our travels on Instagram at Parklandia Pod, and join in the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
Thank you so much for listening.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.